My name's Michelle O'Rourke and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The purpose of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date today is the 25th of July 2009 and the time is 1:46 a.m. Can you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Serena Wong. I'm 25 and I'm from Australia, but I'm Kiwi born Chinese Singaporean and I've lived all over the world, so I kind of feel like I'm from everywhere. And I sound American because I went to an American school.
How long have you been living in this country?
I have been living in London almost 2 years, coming up to 2 years.
What prompted your move?
Well, my dad, you know, living all over the place, got posted overseas and I've always wanted to do that. So I kind of got transferred over here from Sydney and been working here in the advertising industry.
Okay. Tell me a bit more about your role.
My role is called a Global Engagement Coordinator. I work with 63 markets from North America to LATAM to EMEA to APAC to everyone. And I basically align communicants across the globe. And that works, that's on Nokia, so it's on a global account.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me, please?
I am wearing a Chinese dancing outfit. It's blue and white. It's more folk kind of traditional outfit, and it kind of looks like a wushu type traditional suit. So, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what you're going to be doing on the plinth with your hour?
For my hour, I am going to be doing a bit of improvisation with the different types of props. I'll be using Chinese dancing fans. I'll be using a red scarf. I'll start off with a red scarf, and then I'll be doing more of a slow movement folk dancing.
How long have you been doing this type of dancing?
I started doing Chinese dancing when I was in Beijing, when I was about 8, I think. And I've kind of continued that when I went back to Australia. And I went to Shenzhen and I did 3 weeks training on Chinese dancing and different folk dancing, which you may see a few movements of that on the plinth. And since I've been here, I haven't continued Chinese dancing, so this is a bit of a break, and I'll see what happens.
Why have you had that break from dancing?
Work. So working hard, but no play time. So unfortunately, yeah, the commitment of work is a little hard at the moment.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up all over the shop, actually. I was born in Auckland, New Zealand, and then after Auckland, we moved to Fiji. After Fiji, we moved to Canberra, the capital of Australia. Then after that, we moved to Jakarta. And then after Jakarta, I moved to Beijing, and then Beijing to Sydney, and then now I'm in London.
Does London feel like home or not?
It's not. It's a ground where, you know, it's all about career. You're in the rat race. It's all about you, getting on the tube, getting on the bustle. It's definitely not home. Sydney is definitely home.
How long are you planning to stay?
You know, I don't have a deadline, so I'm going to take it as it comes and enjoy every moment that I have in London and see what happens.
Just thinking back to tonight and about going up on the plinth, can you remember where you first heard about the project?
I heard from the project from our digital planners. They sent out a communication to the whole company saying, hey, register! And I actually kind of was like, all right, I'll see what happens. And I registered and I got a congratulations! So it's pretty shocked that I got in, so I didn't expect it in any way.
But how did you feel when you found out that you did have a plinth?
I was kind of stunned because I was like, okay, what am I going to do on the plinth? And I was like talking to people around the office, so what would you do if you were on the plinth? And they had some crazy ideas, and I was like, that's not really truly me. And reading about it and about the community and what you bring. And it's such a multicultural city, people from all over the world, and I'm contributing from, you know, from a cultural aspect. So I thought that'd be quite cool.
How would you describe yourself as a person? How would you put a picture of the person you are?
Highly energetic, very friendly, easy to get along with, happy to have a chat, and loves sports, loves dancing. Just kind of like to keep busy, and I think that's what my life is. And London is a great city to stay busy, so that would be me in a little nutshell.
What are your hopes and fears with regard to tonight and going up on the plinth?
I think I've covered all my fears with Johnny, actually, with the team member. He was really helpful. My main fear was around, you know, crazy drunk people. It's Friday night at 2 a.m. What can you expect? People throwing things at you. And I'm like, that won't happen. And he's like, no, they have guards around the area. It's pretty safe and it's well looked after. So I have no fears. I think I'm ready to get up there and do some dancing and kind of exercise. I feel like I haven't done exercise in a couple of weeks, so we'll see how I go.
Do you think you might continue dancing now that you've taken it up again?
I'd love to. I think it's a hard commitment to, I think weekends are so kind of crucial, so I probably won't, but I keep active with tennis and running and dragon boat racing, so, you know, I do everything else but Chinese dancing, and I think it's just because you can drop in. It's when you're in a team, in a group of people, it's a different commitment. So,
have you brought anybody along with you tonight?
I brought my mom and my brother. They've come all the way from Sydney, Australia, and it's great having them here. So, yeah.
Were you aware of Anthony Gormley's work before this project?
I heard his name very, very briefly, and I know he has, like, many people around the city, which is kind of cool, and you're like, oh my God, there's someone, no, someone's not going to jump, it's just a statue and on a building, so he's pretty cool, so, and I can't wait to see the end product.
How does it feel to be part of this community of people, this 2,400 people?
I feel really, can't even think of the word because it's so early in the morning. Appreciated that I've been picked. I know it's on a random basis. I'm just really happy that I could take part in it. It's a once in a lifetime thing. I can tell my family, my children, my grandchildren, going, hey, check me out, and be like, crazy person.
What else is important in your life at the moment, would you say?
I guess in terms of priorities would be family. At the moment, because I'm living in London, it's all about work, my career, and I think that's only going to be for a couple more years and I'll head home and settle down. So family is important, but because so far away, I just have to keep focused for a couple more years and then I can see family and friends.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I can't wait to be on the plinth.
Thanks very much.